Last evening, the San Henry Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. Adam Putoff, superintendent, reviewed the state report card for the district and articulated that the district improved in almost every category from the previous year, and the overall rating was a 4.5 stars from 4 stars the previous year. We're extremely proud of our students and staff for their hard work and dedication to excellence. Also spoke of the need for more substitute and extracurricular bus drivers. This will be an ongoing need, and we encourage people to pursue their bus driving license to support the district. If you have any questions, please reach out to central office at 419-678-4834, extension 2101. Also on Friday, October 17th, in the morning, San Henry Schools will be practicing a full-scale safety drill with the presence of the St. Henry Police Department. So this is just a routine drill to make sure that we are prepared for all situations. Ken Bruns, treasurer, reviewed the October 2025 financial forecast through the board and reviewed revenue and expenditures and discussed the various bills that have been introduced in the General Assembly and the potential impact that they would have on the district. The General Assembly is motivated to do some form of property tax relief. So when and if that happens, there are major impacts that could have on school funding. Jen articulated the importance of staying up to date on this and that she'll pay close attention and communicate information as it happens. The board approved the following donations: a $5,000 donation from an anonymous donor to the St. Henry basketball program, the $1,250 donation from Wright State University to the athletic department. The board approved the NEOLA policies as presented. The board approved the student activity budgets and fundraising requests for the Spanish club for the purpose of the basketball coat check. The board approved the then and now purchase order for the world's finest chocolate in the amount of $10,780. The board approved a transfer of $5,000 from the athletic fund to the athletic track resurfacing fund. Also, they approved an overnight field trip for the FFA to attend the National FFA Convention from October 28th to the 31st. The board approved baseball athletic hires as presented and also approved the resignation of Alyssa Lewis as our JV softball coach and Sarah Neuron as bus aide. Board also approved the October 2025 financial forecast as presented by Jen Bruns and also approved an amendment to Southwestern Ohio EPC 2024 Master Service Agreement between the San Henry Schools and IGS Energy through the calendar year 2028. Reminder that all board agendas and attachments, the board agenda items can be found on our website by clicking on the BOE meetings located in the top right-hand corner of the school's homepage. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, November 10th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!